Okay, good evening, everybody, and thank you very much for joining me at this late hour. I'm sorry for the change of time for this evening. I just got home. So today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue Simin Shin Gimel, and today we are learning Si'ifim Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Vav, Zayin, Ches, Tes. So one right after the other. I also have to apologize in advance. I did not really have a chance to prepare this evening, so if I'm a little lost, please bear with me. So this is page 180. This is page Sadi Amud Beis, Simin Shin Gimel. So it says the Shulchan Aruch, Lo Teitzei Bekeeper Shal Tzemer. A woman should not go out with a woolen hat. And that means that it's made out of wool, and it's braided together, and it's made like a hutza. What does that mean? Perush kekelim asuyim me ali luvayat kolim shem bariga. It means that it's woven together like a woven basket, like you would have a wicker basket. Masha ein kein itzma hasuyik min leved, as opposed to if it's made more like a felt material, like a single unit, kedisa b'gemara sham urechavim k'shtei etzbaos k'shir tzitz. So a woman is not supposed to go out with this woolen hat that's made like a weave and is two etzbaos wide, the same width of the tzitz that the Kohen Gadol wore on his forehead. V'lo b'itzma dahenu, and she also can't go out with an itzma, which is a matl shetolim b'chutin shel tzivonin, some type of cloth that had strands, strings hanging, colorful strings hanging from it. V'tolin osol l'kala l'afriach mimena zvuvim, and a kala would wear it in order to scare away any bugs, any mosquitoes, and things like that. So essentially, the Shulchan Aruch is telling us two different things that a woman should not go out wearing on Shabbos: this woolen hat and this thing that would keep away the flies. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Yiralv Lo Teitzei Ayin Lekaman Brei Sif Yud Ches. We're going to have to see later Sif Yud Ches what this is about. Kishir Tzitz V'Utach Shiv V'Chashin Dil Shalfa Umachavia. That Umachvia. That the first item is a problem because she might take it off and show it off to other people. The second item is a problem because it's neither a tachshit nor is it an item of clothing, and therefore it's considered just something that a person is carrying, because it's only there to get away the flies, because typically if a fly lands on her head, she's going to be embarrassed, start swatting away at it, so this keeps the flies away. So that's like stama, keli that you're holding, something else that you're holding. It has nothing to do with clothing, and it has nothing to do with the tachshit. So that's why those two items are asur for a woman to wear. Si'if dalin, lo teitzei bi'ir shel zahav. A woman should not go out with a city of gold. What does that mean? Pirush Rashi shu tachshit a gol mitzayrin bo kemin ir v'yesh be'amtza loshon shemechabim osol malbush. That it's some type of a brooch, some type of a tachshit that's round and it has an image of a city on it, and there's a way to attach it to your clothing. Rabbeinu Tam pirushu kenatara l'rosh. Rabbeinu Tam says no, not like a brooch or a pin, but rather it's like a crown that one would wear on their head. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat Yudalid tachshit a goal, and even though only an Isha Chashuva would wear such a thing, still we're worried that she might take it off to show it off to other people. Now, normally by an Isha Chashuva, we have no such worries, because an Isha Chashuva, it's beneath her dignity to start removing things that she's wearing to show off to other people. But this is so fancy that even an Isha Chashuva would take it off to show it off to other people. This brooch or pin is not fully attached to the clothing. It's very easily removed from the clothing. And that's the whole concern over here, that since she could just take the pin off and show it to other people, she might do that. And regardless of what you hold in Ir Shel Zahav is, it's the same reason that you're not allowed to wear it. It's because whether it's a crown or whether it's a pin, it's something that you might take off to show to other people, and therefore you can end up carrying it in the Rishos HaRabin. See if, hey, Kalila, a kalila, what's that? Vutachshik sheman nichaso al padachta me ozen la ozen v'kosharto beretzuos atulios. It is a type of adornment that she would wear over her forehead from one ear to the other ear, and it's tied with straps that hang off of it. Muteris latzeis bo bein she yasuyim mechatichus shel zav charuz bechut bein shosin chatichus kavus bematlis, and that's true whether she's allowed to wear it, she's allowed to go out with it, whether it's made out of golden strings that are woven with a string, or whether it's somehow kavua into some type of patch. Regardless, she's allowed to wear this type of item. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkat Tazayin, Bein Shiyasuya Atam Deman Darka LeMepek Bazeh Isha Chashuva V'Ilo Shalfal Mechavya. And the reason that this is mutter is because the only people that wear this item are chashuva women. And chashuva women, it's beneath their dignity to take it off and show it off to other people, so you don't have to worry, they're going to take it off. V'katsu ha-poskim de-bishar tachshit m'shkal nashim regilus ben af chashuva atzura latzeis ben t'lo pil grabanam t'akonasam. However, if you have an item that every woman wears, that it's not only for Anisha Chashuva, even though Anisha Chashuva would not remove such an item to show it off to other people, Anisha Chashuva would not be allowed to wear it either, because that's a low plug. So the only time it makes a difference that a woman is Anisha Chashuva is when she's wearing something that only Anisha Chashuva would wear. So then we say, okay, she's not going to take it off. But if she's wearing something that any woman would wear, even though the Isha Chashuva won't take it off, it's a low plug, she's not allowed to wear it. Si'if Vav, Rasukya, what's a Rasukya? Dainu Chatichas Mi'il Rechava, Im Yeshva Ritzuas Ksar Sliyas Balakashim Bam Lahat Konsivil Sa'ad, the Mahadik Shari, Vimela Ritzuas Aser. Some type of a cloth, of a wide cloth that's like a belt, it sounds like, if it has short straps that hang from it to tie it, then it's mutter to go out with it, and if it doesn't have these straps, then it's aser. So what's going on over here? Why would it be aser? Says the Mishnah Berurah Dechashin Shem Yipal Vasi Lasuyeh, because the concern is it's going to fall off and then you're going to come to carry it. Siv Zayin Lo Teitzei Bekatla Dainu Beged Sheyesh Lo Shnatzim Kein Mechnasayim Umachnisim Bo Ritzua Rechava V'Kosha Saviv Tzavara V'Abeged Toli Alibo V'Uchashav Mutzuyer B'Zav. A woman shouldn't go out with a type of almost like a bib type of a garment, an apron type of a garment that goes around the neck, and there's a cloth that hangs from it over the body. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkat Yuches Bekatlam Mishum Dumas Shalfa Mechavya. Again, the concern is she might take it off and show it off to other people. And you got to look at what we wrote in Sivkat Yuches. Okay, Si'if Ches Lo Teitze Benizme Af. A woman should not go out with nose ring. But she could be wearing earrings. Says the Rambam, and the reason she can go out with earrings is because instead of taking them off, she'll just cover them up. Meaning, if people cover their ears, then there's no reason that she would ever have to take it off. But if she lives in a place where people do not cover their ears, where people don't walk around in earmuffs all day, or in sheitelach that cover their ears, so then she wouldn't be allowed to go out in earrings either. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sivkat and Yotes, Benizmei Af, Diaf to Tachshitu, even though it's a Tachshit, Dil Mashalfa Mach, Ve'asiel Asudal Ramos. The concern is she might remove it and carry it for Amos. Benizmei Ozen, Ditrichal Milsal Mishla Vachluim, Neshazneh Mechusos Pikishurim. The reason we're not worried about earrings is about her removing her earrings is because if you live in a place where all the women cover their ears, so it would be a big hassle to remove the earrings, because she would first need to uncover her ears and only then to remove the earrings. But if she lives in a place where people do not cover their ears, then earrings are the same as nose rings, and it would be a concern. And finally, Siftes. Lo teitze b'machat nekuva, she should not go out with a needle that has a hole in it, like a sewing needle, v'imyatza chayevis. And if she did go out with such a needle, she's chayev. It's carrying midaraisa. V'sheina nekuva, and if it has no hole in it, imamedes b'kishoreha mutalatzespo. If it holds together her clothing, she's allowed to go out with it. V'meina mamedes b'kishoreha. If it doesn't hold her clothing together, then aser, then she's not allowed to go out with it. So let's see the Mishnah. Brura, Si'if Katan Chaf Alif, Lo Teitze, that a woman should not go out. Hainu Afilu Kshi Tchuva Bibigda, even if it is stuck into her clothing, the Deruch Hotzai Ibiisha Lukuli Alma, where it's the normal way for a woman to go out like that. Ulinin Ish Ayin Leel Shinal of Sivches, as far as a man, we discussed earlier. Chayeves Davi Masui, this is considered a burden. Vafiluma Medisbak Shreah Vitocheves Hamachat Petziif, even if it's holding her clothing together and the needle is stuck into one side of her clothing, also Geres Miftachei Chaluka, or it's holding her shirt closed. De'in Derek Lamed Vliskar Benukuva Vilchein Havi Masui. If it's a machat that has a hole in it, since it's not the derech to go out with such a machat, that's considered a masui, even if it's functional. That's the point. Even if it's functional, the chiddush is it's still considered a masui. V'derech hotzas al kach b'chol. That's the way she would go out with it in a weekday. Litein mechatim tchuv mitzifo bebigda, to go out with these needles stuck into her items of clothing. Kishureha dainu kishuri tziifa osho sugeres b'mivtei chluka kiyotzi b'ze. This means that it's functioning. So if it's a machat that does not have a hole in it, it's not nikuva, and it's functioning, then it's going to be mutter. Mutter, yesh me'achorim shekosu, didavka k'shamachat einu asu l'skashit bo. That's only if the machat itself is not an adornment. It's not a beautiful, you know, it's not a beautiful piece of jewelry. Va'az mutter mitam shekivin shimishamesh, zol l'tzaruch levisha, harei kibesi adam al-bushim. Then, since it's functional, it's like a part of the clothing. Avalim asu l'skashit bo, but if it's something that's meant to be beautiful, kigon shirosh, like one side of it is thick and it's like a tachshit, then it's asur midrabanan to use it as a functional part of the clothing, because she might take it off and show it off to her friends. And some say that it's mutter no matter what. That since it's made for tznius, lo shalfa mechavia, she's not going to take it off and show it off. Shalo yiskala sarav liba, because if it's holding her clothing together, it's going to be a terrible breach of tznius to remove such a thing. That the real reason that it's mutter when it's functioning is because it's protecting her tznius. And therefore, we should not criticize those who are makel on this. And especially our type of needles that do not have a hole in it. Even though one side is thick, it's not really such a tachshit, and therefore it's mutter according to everyone. We could be makel that when you have a machat that is functional and is not decorative, so you're not going to take it off to show it off to anybody, and you're not going to take it off because it's going to ruin her tznius. So therefore, there's what to be makel with. So then we said, however, also, we said that if it's not mamedes bakishurev, if it doesn't hold her clothing together, that's going to be aser. Sif katan chav hey, asur latzeis bak shitchuva betzifa bebigda, afilu imihi miskashetas ba, kigon sharosha av, asu ken tach, shedain bel chiyuv da raisa. You're not allowed to go out with it when it's stuck into her clothing, even if it's made to beautify, like one side of it is thick and it's made like a tachshit, that there's no chiyuv d'oraisa, afilu achi aser midrabanan d'lo shalfa mechavya, that's still going to be aser because we're still afraid that she's going to take it off and show it to other people. V'kol shkein d'me'eino asri ke'in tachshit, and certainly if it's not so beautiful, d'nechshav masa v'chayev eschatas, then it's not just a concern that she might take it off. As is, it's a masa. As is, it's carrying, and she's chayev chatos. V'da'od, the b'zesha eno asui kein tachshit, afilu im tzrichala machal deizatzorch shiyeh, that if it's made in a way that is not a tachshit, then even if she needs the machat for some reason, for some sort of need. She needs it to part her hair. It's a comb or something like that. It's still considered a if you have an item that you need, but it's not an item of clothing, and it's not a tachshit, then that's just a masui. You're not allowed to carry such an item, even if you happen to be wearing it, but it's not a malbush and it's not a tachshit. That's just considered to be carrying. So essentially what we learned tonight is some basic klalim, a lot of applications of these klalim. But klal number one is what we just said, that anything that a person is wearing, but is neither a tachshit nor an item of clothing, is going to be absolutely awesome to go out with. Klal number two that we learned is that anytime you have a concern that a person is wearing something so beautiful, so decorative, that they're going to take it off to show off to other people, that's going to be asur midrabanan to go out with because we're afraid she's going to take it off. Klal number three, we said that when you have an isha chashuva that wears a chashuva item, so we're not concerned that she's going to take that off and show it off to other people because she's an isha chashuva. But then we learned that if it's an isha chashuva that's wearing a really chashuva item, like the ir shel zahav, then even an isha chashuva might want to take that off and show it off to other people. And we also learned that if it's a type of item that even a non-isha chashuva would wear, then the isha chashuva is not allowed to wear it either, even though the isha chashuva is not going to take it off. Okay, so Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow night, probably also from a remote location, Mestama from Marina Del Rey, we will continue with Se'ifim Yud, Yod Aleph, Yod Beis, Yod Gimel, Yod Dalet, and the beginning of Tesvav. Everyone have a wonderful evening, and thank you for joining me.